Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. I'm Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer down here in Florida at Boca Ciega Bay, waiting for a new entry into the world. We're having a lot of Jupiter changing signs in a couple days, and we also have the Sun square Neptune this week, which invites us to look at the world in a slightly different way and to see the world in ways we hadn't seen it before. And so Heather won't be with us tonight. She's traveling, but I believe I just turned Mark Woltz on. Mark, are you out there?
Yes. Hello, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How's it up there in the land of the cold where it's 32 degrees?
32 is not cold. I'm getting used to it already. And besides, I keep hearing weather reports from out west, and they're getting real snow.
They're getting real snow. Well, we have the Sun squaring Neptune this week, which is water, fluid,
water.
Buses, snow, water. I mean, California has flooding. Yeah, it's definitely a Neptune kind of event.
Yeah, definitely flooding.
Yeah. Neptune rules the water and lakes and snows and, you know, everybody. And it's coming. It isn't here yet. It's already screwing up airplane flights. All good. Keeps us busy. Keeps us out of trouble. So what else did you notice is in the weather this week? Lots of water.
Yeah. I think people are feeling more emotion than they have recently. We've been dealing a lot with Saturn and, you know, things, and Pluto. Pluto can be emotional, but it can also be divorced from emotion.
Yeah.
To get the job done.
Get the job. It's kind of like, all right, let's
but
just...
We've got Neptune moving around now, and that does bring up more emotion.
More emotion and more fluid, yeah. And also, you know, with the planets that are out of bounds, of course, you know, are getting activated too, because it's just an out-of-bounds extravaganza up there where we're really seeing things that are bigger than what we would normally expect. You know, it's just stuff where you go. There was a bus that overturned and a bunch of people were hospitalized because it slipped off the road, you know, as I was watching the news right before we came online tonight. So, yeah. So it's emotional week, yeah. And also there's a lot of, there are a bunch of health aspects. So I've had quite a few people, you know, with the eclipses this week, last week, even though we're out of eclipse season, they're kind of releasing, or people are shifting locations or changing jobs. It's very much I always think of that period between Thanksgiving and Christmas as being a little quiet, especially for job changing, you know, because people don't really interview because it's holidays. But I've had quite a few people leave the work, get fired, quit, you know, kind of in a huff. So, what have you been noticing?
Yeah,
that
sounds like Uranus, which was active last week more.
Yeah, last week there was a lot of it, yeah. I had a friend who had petitioned Archangel Michael for help with her daughter, and the daughter got fired. And I went, well, he protected her. You know, he got her out of the situation with her harassing boss. So, yeah, it's definitely, well, this week with Moon having aspects to both Mercury and Venus, it's having a sesquiquadrate to them, kind of saying, aren't you happy you're free? Aren't you happy you're moving in that direction? But it also, Moon and Leo can sometimes be a little bit of a temper tantrum where people are stomping and yelling and jumping around, you know. So,
So what about me?
Yeah, what about me? You know, hang on, I don't know what that is. My phone just turned off. Somebody's calling me. I will X Skype. I don't know. Well, I know who it is, but I don't know why they're calling me. Yeah, let me just hang that up. Quit Skype, okay. Calling on my cell phone, too. Lovely. Hey, there, Mercury is talking to us. So when you're looking at this stuff, what are you seeing in terms of change, and what are you saying, what are you suggesting people do about making it better?
Use the Mercury and Venus traveling together and try to work things out through communication.
Right.
Don't act first and try to explain later. Do the explaining now.
Right, right. Because that'll help a lot in terms of how it works. Yeah. And also because they're both out of bounds, you know, people are really overreacting. People are reacting.
They're overreacting, but they can also make bigger changes, too.
Yes.
You know, things you wouldn't have thought of normally.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah.
I think we could do this.
I think we can. I think it can shift. Yeah. We've got a bigger vision. We have a new way of looking at it. We have a different approach. And the Mercury also in Earth, you know, he's very solid, reliable, and dependable. And then the Venus in Earth, you know, she really sees the value of things when she's in Capricorn. So a lot of energy around that value clause, you know. So
yeah, she can be a little snooty in Capricorn.
Yeah.
About the values. She can be mine is better than yours sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or I'm doing better than you're doing.
Don't get into comparing handbags. It's not worth it.
Well, they'll notice that it's a counterfeit from Chinatown.
Yeah, right.
But it's an interesting energy. We also have Uranus on the world point, you know, for a few more days because he's only at 15 of Taurus. So it does make things kind of go public quickly, which is always an interesting experience. Stuff kind of spirals, or stuff even that you did a while ago, suddenly now everybody knows about, you know, where they didn't really pay attention to it before. And that's kind of a helpful thing to remember. Stuff can go really quickly out into the world, and you can be a little surprised by the reaction to it. So, and perchance, you know, it can change your direction, which I think is also the sudden unexpected change. You know, so I was talking to a friend of mine and she's traveling and her daughter, you know, got mad at her and left her under a bridge in London at 9:30 at night. And she's like, I can't believe she did that. I'm like, well, you know, you made it home, not home, but made it back to the hotel. She's like, I know, but she left me under a bridge. And, you know, and it was kind of like, you know, it's this sudden impulsive behavior because we have a, you know, a finger of God in the sky with Pallas Athena in Cancer. So we also can have brilliant breakthroughs. They were just saying on the news that they came up with a new fission, which could be a power supply. And, of course, we are moving from the conjunction in Scorpio for 100 years, which was oil, into air. So that'll be really cool if they can figure out a way to do it. And the conjunction before that was Sag, which was steam engines and horses. You know, remember, a horseless carriage was what a car was called initially. So I thought that was kind of interesting that they came up with, they've just announced it today on this Uranus on the world point. We have a new way of looking at power. So that would be very cool if that comes in. But it is Mars retrograde, obviously, still more to go before we get there. So,
yeah.
But definitely interesting energy. So, kind of paying attention to it. And then we had all the news last week with women, with Christian Sinema changing parties, Celine Dion saying what was going on with her health-wise, Brittany Griner getting set free. So, you know, a lot of stuff changing up there, changing out in the world, changing how we think about things or looking at things with a different eye or a different way of thinking about them. So kind of cool. But good news on all. Yeah. And I loved your picture. Mark moved recently into a new building, so he sent a picture of sunset from his balcony. It's very cool, you know?
Yeah. Actually, it was the moonset.
The moonset from the balcony, right, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
It was the Gemini full moon.
Yeah. I was like, that is a pretty picture. So,
yeah.
Very cool view. But not quiet. A noisy building, but not a quiet building. So.
Right. It's 42nd Street is loud.
Yeah. 42nd Street is loud.
You're quiet. You have a quiet situation where you are, right?
I am, because I'm way over by the river, and the only people that come there are going to the nursing home or the hospital. And generally, they don't make a lot of noise. And actually, we have don't honk in the neighborhood signs, so you'll get a fine. So there's very little honking, too. You have to want to go to my neighborhood. Your neighborhood, everybody wants to go to. It's the crossroads of the world. So,
right.
It's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is cool. So anything else you noticed in the week ahead that seemed exciting for the – we're heading towards the, you know, waning moon, towards the new, a couple weeks from now, week from now. Anything else struck you other than processing?
No, just watching for things to develop with that eeriness.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
okay.
Just the Venus and Mercury tracking together.
Right, hanging out, yeah. And soon becoming visible, you know, as the sun sets, they'll be up there in the sky in a few days. We'll be able to see them again.
That's right.
Yeah. The sun will set and we'll see the two of them hanging out together. So, not yet, but I think it's like a week or so from now. So.
Probably about a week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, next week, Tuesday, Jupiter will enter Aries.
I know. That's very exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Well, only one more week of Jupiter in Pisces, you know.
Yeah.
I found myself
Jupiter
thinking,
in Pisces is right at home, right?
Yeah, I love Jupiter in Pisces. It's one of my favorite placements. Although,
too much of a good thing.
Too much of a good thing. Yeah, my foot's swollen today. I was looking at it going, why are you so swollen? I'm like, oh, Jupiter in Pisces. Okay. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I made a really great chickpea and really good recipe for chickpea soup with sweet potatoes and coconut milk. So it's kind of really interesting with some onion and some celery in it. So quite the tasty soup. So although the chickpeas are a little hard. I don't think I cooked them enough. So.
Yeah, you would have to soak them longer.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't seem like they were cooked enough when I, you know, they said ready to go, and I'm like, nah, I don't really think so. But you know, chewy chickpeas are fine. I guess it's one of those. They're very al dente. So. Yeah. Do you want to take calls from listeners? I don't know that we don't really have a whole lot. There's not a lot up there, right? So. We've got the Mercury quincunx Mars, which is adjusting to your words, and then the trine to Uranus, which is change. Mercury trine Uranus is going to be fun. But, and then Venus trines. But it also is whatever the news was, now you get the good thing, right? So that part's helpful.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, so let's take some calls from listeners. We have a few hands up there. And I will pull up my solar fire. Hi, 910-364. You're on the air. What's your question for us?
First, hello. Happy holidays. Thank you all for taking my call.
You are welcome.
Okay.
My birthday is 4/4/1961.
Yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what time?
Okay. So,
What time?
I missed what time.
Oh, 5:51 a.m.
Okay. And your question?
Several years ago, I was diagnosed with arthritis in my neck and my lower back. But it's been for the past month or so, it's been giving me fits. Look, it's been giving me fits, month or so, or two. So I'm trying to find out what's going on. And then my stomach started to bother me. I'm going like, okay, is this connected? It's just like, what the world? On my right side, like where the gallbladder and liver and that's where it feel like it's at. So I'm concerned about it, but I'm more concerned about the fits that my neck is having, and especially on the left-hand side. It's not the middle, it's more the left-hand side. I'm going like, okay, why are you giving me fits? It's like, you know, it'll calm down, and then it'll flare back up. I'm going to hear the flow. This is what's going on.
Right, yeah. Well, you've got a lot of Mars going on in your chart right now. You got Mars retrograde on your progress sun. They're all at 15, and Mars went into Gemini in the beginning of the end of August. So there's, you know, inflammation, of course, is arthritis, and Uranus is in the neck. So Uranus right now is the carotid arteries and the cervical bones. So that's the section. Yeah. So it looks like it can be worked with. I would maybe see if you could do some PT or something to make it relax. You know, some physical therapy where you do neck exercises. But it does look like it's very inflamed. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 planets at 15 kind of pushing on it, and your ascendant is 15. So it will ease up a little bit when we get to January, but right now it's just kind of beating up on your sun. So it came in and it left, and it came in and it left.
Yeah,
and the eclipse has really aggravated it too, because they were right on your stuff. So, but you do have, you know, the stomach stuff looks something I would pay a little more attention to, because you do have the progressed moon opposite your Pluto in Virgo, which can be bile ducts kicking up gallbladder. That would be my thought. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, that progressed moon opposite Pluto is something to be watched for.
Yeah.
It'll stir up really deep emotions, maybe deeper than you're aware of. So it might be operating at an older level.
Right.
You know, it may take you back to figure it out. So be sensitive to what you're feeling and allow yourself to feel it, you know.
Yeah. It looks like you got another
We'll wash through.
A couple more months, because that progressed moon's on your south node right now. And it is opposite Pluto. So did you have a car accident or some kind of accident when you were 15, 14, 15, or when you were 45?
Back in 2010, someone ran in the back of me, sitting at a red light.
Okay.
Lady just swam, right? That was 2010, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of tied to, I think it's tied to that, too. Because
no.
You had a Mars, you know, you've got Venus retrograde in Aries. The good news is she's about to shift into Taurus. You know, it's a little bit longer till she gets there, but that can offer some healing opportunities. But I would check into, you know, some PT or something around the stiffness, because it does look like it might be tied to that car accident. A lot of Uranus. And if she whacked you, you know, it can be something, as it sits there a little older, it gets more reactive. But I also think it's some old emotional thing you're pulling up too. So keep us posted on it.
I can't think of what older emotional thing, but I've noticed that I've just been feeling, I don't know, emotional, like the past few days, like watch the old movie and just like, you know, just got emotional, like, oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a lot of emotions up for folks. And we hold them a lot. We hold a lot of stuff in our bodies. Mark, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. That's where working on it, like with occupational therapy or physical therapy, would be really helpful.
Even some kind of stretching exercises, you know, where you kind of gently stretched your neck. Because what happens is it looks like it's a little frozen. And actually, a lot of times with Mars and Gemini, you can get, like, frozen shoulder, and that neck pain can kind of radiate down. You know? And also you tend to run inflammatory. So off the inflammatory foods, off the nightshades, because your chart can be a little more, because of your Aries planets, you can be a little inflamed. So keep us posted. All right. On to the next. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Hi, 201-838. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, gosh. Wonderful to talk to you. Yes, I'm feeling that emotion. Oh, I'm sorry. 6/12/1953, 10:12 a.m.
6/12/1953, 10:12 a.m.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
All right. And what is your question?
Well, doing like recording secretary work for a nonprofit, and I'm getting so that, well, within the last week, my creative person in my life really passed away, and I don't know. Maybe this is a Rudy moment that I'm supposed to jump into the creative realm instead of doing this just my regular work. It's been a nonprofit. I've just been doing it for to help out, but it's very laborious. And I'm finding I want to step up, maybe, but my discipline is terrible.
Well, you're a Gemini, right? You got four planets, five planets, one, two, three. We got asteroids. You got six planets in Gemini. You're supposed to do a lot of things. You're not supposed to stick with one. And you have a Mercury-Gemini conjunction, Mercury-Uranus conjunction. But I do think, you know, with you're having Uranus squaring your angles, so that was the loss of your friend. And kind of saying, you know, what am I, why am I here, what am I doing? So with Uranus at the top of the chart, it's really kind of encouraging you to do a freedom thing. What did you do at age 17 around creativity and freedom?
Ugh. All my friends were going to college, and I was stuck in high school, and it was I was stuck. All my friends had gone, my group, and I was stuck in Catholic school, and it was tough.
And how does that feel like now?
Wow, I never associated that, but hey, that is such a great analogy. I should have kicked up my heels and really, great analogy, thank you.
Never too late. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you really are meant to experience a lot of Gemini stuff for your life. So, you know, go ahead and let yourself change viewpoint, change experience, try different things. All of that is good for you. And it brings out the creativity in you.
Right, right. Yeah, the period of time from 60 to 72, you're supposed to play more. And I get you're working because you like it, but your chart is like, I need to play. I need more, you know, and when you lose a friend, it pops the space and it helps you look and go, wow, you know, that life is short. What do I want to do next? Or what's next for me? And so
well,
there's a lot of people in your chart that wants something, wants a new adventure. So,
I'm a big believer in play. I, for sure, I was a recreational therapist and really, worked that.
Yeah, that would be good with you.
But I thought maybe I'm played out. Maybe I should put more discipline in.
Well, if you can come up with gentle discipline, you won't do well with hard discipline.
No.
You know, not discipline because you should, but discipline because it'll accomplish something
Right. It makes you
spontaneous,
happy.
Spontaneous discipline.
There you go. Yeah. That's spontaneous discipline.
That and also your progressed sun right now is 27 Leo, so it's quincunx Pluto. And Leos are supposed to play and have fun and have a good time. And so, you know, the moon in your progressed moon's in Capricorn kind of saying, oh, you know, I'm feeling, you know, feeling the burden of winter. Not that, you know, because it is Pittsburgh and there is a snowstorm, but it's just feeling very much like you're in the winter of your life rather than in the joy space of your life. But your chart as a Gemini crescent, you know, baby moon, you're supposed to play and create, and that, you know, and the fact your career gave you all that, and now you're doing something that doesn't give you a lot of joy, and then one of your friends who gave you joy left. So, you know, that you're feeling that need to fill in something, and it will be through the spring, and I would imagine in the spring you get something you really like when Jupiter gets to your midheaven in April, but this is a time with Mars going back and forth over your over your creative planets, kind of activating, you know, the choices we've made and the choices we haven't made. So with Jupiter in Gemini, you've got a discipline chart, but it's not, you know, it was, I don't mean it in a mean way, if your parents, it was disrespected, like, well, you know, focus, focus. And you're kind of like, I focus best when I'm creating. So that actually feeds your soul rather than discipline. So I would imagine from looking at your chart, discipline means for you to focus on something. And Geminis aren't supposed to focus. They're supposed to be all over the place. That's their pot contribution to the world, is to make people see and note and understand all the different nuances of things. So it's a good chart for embracing the nuance rather than discipline. You know, discipline is doing what you love, because then it doesn't feel like work. It feels like what you love. And you have a Leo rising. You're supposed to play every day or create every day. It makes you happy.
Yeah,
you'll
also be able to bring some, I don't know if I should say happiness, but some resolution to the loss of your friend. You can deal really well with Pluto and Neptune. They're sextile and trine to your natal sun, and they can bring in a deeper understanding of what your friend's life was about and what life means and what death means, and what we end up with, the ones who survive.
Right.
There's some part of our friend that is always with us, and try to tune into that.
Thank you so much.
Maybe finding a group that you can play with, you know, like a drumming group or a singing group that helps replace the children that you used to play with. Even though you were working, it was really creative play, you know. So you have to find that again. That's what seems to be missing. So,
yeah, and you
so
still
good luck
have
with
it.
It.
You have it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just have to figure out what to do with it. And then you'll be okay. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that fun stuff.
Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
You too. All right, so the British lady says we're done. Ann Ortley signing off from the turquoise desk overlooking Boca Ciega Bay.
And
Mark
Wolt signing off from the Hudson River, New York City.
Yay! All good.
Okay.
All good. So
thanks,
everybody have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye, Mark.
Okay.